Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com. All right, Mary, let's start with you. What do you have today?
Here's an Instagram story I found. So don't ever get engaged on a ski hill. I thought about this with Lauren in Colorado. So this couple, I mean, what could go wrong, right? They were at a Michigan ski resort, Boyne Mountain Resort, and Trevor Van Camp decided to propose to his girlfriend, Danielle Jenkins. But what happened? He dropped the engagement ring about 120 feet above from a suspension bridge that was all lit up and beautiful. You know, they were going to walk across and, you know, have this big scene. Well, someone, of course, was videotaping this whole thing. And it fell into the snow down below. They got a metal detector. They looked for hours. They couldn't find it. Finally, the resort's snowmaking crew came and decided to help them look. And they actually found it. And I can't believe they found this thing.
Oh, my gosh. This brings up very quickly a funny story.
Oh, no.
When I went, I had a friend come out when I still lived in Oregon to go snowboarding for a weekend. And we were going up the lift. We noticed that her license had disappeared. And she was like, oh, my God, I had it in my side pocket. So we're like, uh-oh, it must have fallen on the mountain.
A license. Driver's license?
Yeah, a white driver's license, right? We're like, oh, my God.
Why and she have that with her?
You have to. You got to have an ID with you, Mary. It's the law.
And when you're on a ski hill?
Well, you know. Are we going to grab drinks after? Yeah, things like that.
Okay.
So she was flying out the next day. So she's starting to panic. We're both panicking. We're like, okay, let's just go back over the same run we just did. Somehow, some miracle, just from like kind of going like side to side as slow as possible, I spotted the license. It was upside down, so it wasn't even like I could see the picture. You know, it's like just that barcode. It was like the luckiest moment I've ever had in my life. But we found a license in this giant mountain in the snow.
Remember Anthony Rizzo dropped his wedding ring the lake?
Yeah.
Tell me that.
It was his ring, and I think it just slipped off his finger near Belmont, maybe, and he had to get a professional
diver
to go, and they ended up finding it, but I don't know, I think he lost weight or something, and it just slipped off his finger, and he had to get a diver.
Yeah, they have teams like that all over Hawaii, because so many people honeymoon in Hawaii, so you can actually hire companies, because that happens. You get in the water, your hands are cold, they shrink, the newly fitted ring falls off, and there are companies galore that just search for those.
Mine, like a week after the wedding, I was like playing with the ring in here because I had never worn a ring before. And I was here in the sports studio and I dropped it and it bounced under the desk and took a crazy bounce. And I heard like the dink off the vent, which is like the floor.
Oh, no.
I'm like, there's no way the ring ended up in. I'm like, really? So I'm like, I'm underneath the sports desk here, and I'm looking for it. I'm like, I cannot. Did I just lose my wedding ring like a week into this? Fortunately, I found it.
Sign.
It was around a corner, but of course, it took like this crazy bounce in the weirdest spot. It could have been bad.
I get it. And you're like, I'm in one small room. How can I lose? And that happened to me. They were showing me the wedding rings an hour before I got married, and I'm getting hair and makeup done, and I drop it. Four people could not find that ring for an hour and a half. It's like, well, we're in a small room, but it went into a vent. And we're
Did they find it?
Yeah, we got it. But it took quite a bit of time. And I was just like, well, I guess we borrow somebody else's to get married with today. That's the way this is going to go. What's your story, Kevin?
April 1st marks the 50th anniversary of... Any guesses?
April 1st.
50th. It's got to be some movie.
April Fool's Day.
It's got to be a movie, right?
Apple.
Apple
is 50 years old on April 1st. And auction houses are taking advantage of this anniversary. Our auction has posted the first check Apple founders Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak cut, which is a $500 check to Howard Canton, who designed the circuit board for the Apple One. You can go check it out. Bidding runs through the end of the month. It starts at $25,000. They think it's going to go for big money, but wow. I think you're going to see some auction houses posting some stuff from Apple this month, and really these next couple of months, because April 1st marks the 50th anniversary of Apple.
It's crazy.
I was clueless then, because that was 1976, and I don't even think Apple was on my radar until close to, you know, maybe late 1990s or something. Weird. All right, what's your story, Lauren?
Just another classic example of how AI is not ready to take over our jobs. So for those who are freaking out about that, we've been hearing a lot of different examples of how certain industries are using it to assist with their job. For example, police departments. This one police department in Utah is going to have to start backtracking on that, because apparently they recently had a police report that was kind of formed through AI. They review the body cam, and it kind of just puts out a report. It claimed that the officer had been transformed into a frog. That was the police report. So they used this program, Draft 1 and Code 4. Like I said, it would generate police reports from body cam footage. What they think happened was that while the body cam was rolling, there happened to be a movie playing in the background. Happened to be The Princess and the Frog. So
picked up on it.
Yeah. So somehow within there, the AI thought that the police officer turned into a frog. So now they have to go back and look at a bunch of police reports to make sure that everything's, you know, up to par. So, yeah, AI not quite ready.
No. It does get some stuff right. Like, you know, they did this promo thing, this press release for our event at Jake Melnick's for our Bears playoff pep rally on Friday. And I'm like, God, I hate that picture of me. I hate it. I didn't like when. So I put it into, I thought, if I'm going to share it on my social media, I'm going to make it look better. So I put the graphic into AI and said, make my hair longer and put me in Bears gear.
Oh, that's so cool.
It did it in 25 seconds, and it doesn't look weird. It looks fine. It put me in a Bears shirt and made my hair longer like it is now. And I'm like, okay, I feel more comfortable sharing that on social media.
It's great with like video editing and pictures like that. But yeah, when it comes to things like medical and police, I'm a little worried about them relying on AI.
And we talked to a lawyer yesterday because I said, hey, are people just going online now and drafting up their own contracts? And he said a lot of lawyers have been busted because they're using AI. Mm-hmm. And then these documents show up in court and they're like, this is false. This is not, you can't present this. There's no reasoning or backing for this or prior cases. I don't know. I don't know the language with all that legal stuff. All right. We will check in with Leland after 5, and Terry Savage is joining us after 5. A little change on the time today, but if you have a question for the money lady, text it now, 312-981-7200. The news is next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.